proclamation number 7274 dated the February 4th, 1959. What is the right prayer? You can get anything from me if you pray for it in the right way. You shall not demand but appeal to me with a humble heart for help in earthly and in spiritual adversity. And you shall believe that I will help you because I love you. Hence I request a right prayer in spirit and in truth, so that I will then be able to support you in accordance with your faith. Whatever it may be, everything is possible to me, even if you humans don't think it possible, but my power is unlimited, and my wisdom also foresees everything and accordingly can always work for the salvation of your soul. And my love will also carry it out. You are, after all, my children, to whom I will not deny anything that is beneficial for them. A right prayer is a prayer that will reach my ear, because you make the effort to let me be present with you, when you are aware of your own weakness and beseech me to provide you with strength and help. Such a prayer will not remain unheard because it is addressed to me in profoundest humility. But anyone who demands is not praying correctly, and demands are made by many prayers which are merely voiced by the mouth, because the human being imagines that it merely requires the speech of a praying person in order to attain the blessing of a prayer. Not the words but the feeling of the heart gives a prayer depth and spirit. It is only over the intimate relationship with me which the human being enters when he prays in the right way. And his prayer will be answered by me. For this reason just a few words suffice to touch my ear and to be heard by me. Long formal prayers, however, are abhorrent to me, for the human being will not be able to keep concentrating on his words, only his lips are speaking, and the prayers won't come through to me, they will be spoken in vain and only serve to displace people's faith. For since I cannot grant such prayers, faith in a powerful, wise and loving God will also be undermined. It will get progressively more lost because I only expect the heartfelt bond which is to be established by the heart and then will also guarantee my presence in the person, to whom I can reveal myself as a father to my child by granting his prayer. Learn to pray correctly. For what you have so far called praying is not a right prayer in spirit and in truth. Believe me that I prefer a short deep sigh to prayers which last for hours, which are possibly said on instructions and do not arise by themselves from the heart of the person. But just a few words are enough when the heart is involved in what the mouth is saying or what is mentally moving the person. Then I will not close my ear. I will help and grant whatever the child requests which is imploring its father. Amen.